Hallelujah. We got to remember. We got to remember who God is. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we lift you up and we glorify you on today. As being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. Oh, God, we bless you right now, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, before we go any further, we give you our best praise and our best worship right now, God. Hallelujah. We giving it to you, Lord, because we have cheated you too much. Oh, God, we allowed the curse of this world and the consumed to consume us, God, and take us to a place, Father God, of fear and despair. But right now, we laying everything at your feet so we can exalt you and lift you up. Right now, we laying everything at your feet because you are worthy to be glorified. We dare not allow none of this stuff, God, to put us in a place, Lord, that we are blinded by your sovereignty. Oh, God. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God, now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind. You are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the epitome of our creation. You are the essence of our being. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bled you don't go shunning like I see us. Lord, we're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be distracted by what nobody else is doing, God, but we're going to concentrate on you for ourselves. There's nobody like you. Oh, God, we can't question who you are. And we dare not doubt your abilities today. Hiya, baba, baba, shanne de loco siya. Jesus. Nobody is like you, God. You are God all by yourself. Oh, God, and we bless you, God, and we welcome you in Tico Nandito Loco Sia. Hiya, Mama Nandito Loco Sia. And so many times in our lives we forget. Because that challenge has challenged us. We forget He is God all by Himself. Sometimes it slips our mind because of that experience that we had to experience. That He is God all by Himself. Sometimes we get deceived because of what we see and what we hear. That He is God and He is God alone. There is nothing that is too hard for Him to handle. There is nothing that is out of His reach. Oh, yeah. We're talking about God today. Because greater that is in me. And if He is dwelling inside of me, I know. Because His capabilities will extend anything that is even imaginable. Oh, God. times in our lives that challenge, that situation, that experience, or that thing we read, or that thing that we see, or that thing that was spoken to us and causes us to go into a place of fear. But I know He is God. And He is a Diokoshade. He stands alone. Can't nobody compare. It ain't nobody equal to my God. All of it. All of it. All of it. He holds in His hand. All of it. All of it. Thank you, Jesus. That's it in that song. When He say amen, that's it in that song. It's settled. It's done. Thank you, Jesus. For overseeing that thing that I thought was overtaking me. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the victory. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking Your word. Lord, You said Your word would not return unto You void, and that what You spoke, it will go out and perform that thing. Oh God, we trust You. We believe You. And we stand on Your word. Oh, mama, touch your minds and the hearts of Your people today, God. Oh, God. That they would know. And that they will understand, God, that fear is not their portion. So fear not, says the Lord of hosts. Don't fear that what if. See, we think about them ifs too much. If this happened or the unknown, we fear the unknown. We not fearing no more. Because there's nobody that's above Him. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want you guys to write down that stuff that causes you to go into that place of fear. That causes you to go into that place of doubt. That causes you to think and believe that it can't happen because it has not happened. I want you to write down all that stuff. See, the Lord has been trying to tell us and be trying to prepare us, and has been trying to prepare us even in the biblical days. He's been trying to let us know just who He is. But it's so many times that we go through so much stuff that we have a tendency of forgetting, or it slips our mind, or even we start doubting. And we start wavering. And then we start forgetting simply who He is. And that there is nothing that is impossible with Him. He is God all by Himself. See, the Lord wants us to have that assurance and that confidence inside of Him. In the knowing. In the knowing. I don't give a rat's tail what it look like. Because you know this word right here. You know that He is not just able, but He's capable. don't know about that he can't fix. See, we get afraid of certain other things. Let me give y'all some examples that he gave me on this morning. He said, you know, it's sometimes that my people have a tendency of fearing even the little things in life. Example number one. The first example that he gave me is that we fear what another person may know more than us. They may have a degree, they may have a master's, they may have a PhD, they may have... So we fear what they may know in the midst of them trying to tell us what they know and they believe that we don't know. So we fear that. Why do we fear what other people know when we know a knowing all God? So what you know, and whether you think and believe you know that thing, or you got education in it, or you believe that you've been doing it for so long, you think you know, and you make... I gotta calm down. There's absolutely nothing that we as people can learn or obtain in this earth that can surpass the knowing all God. What you know does not infuriate me because of you think and believe that you got more knowledge or education in that thing. Because even in the midst of that, I can simply go to the one who gave you what you think you obtained on your own, and he'll give me some knowledge that surpassed what you thought you knew. I'm talking about the God I serve. Who y'all serve? That's who I'm talking about. Because ain't nobody above him. That's the first example he gave me today. See, because some people think they know so much and think that they are a reason for some stuff. That the person, let me say the spirit, that has given us this wisdom and the ability to obtain this knowledge can very well make us a lunatic. Because ain't nobody above him. Example number one. And then the next example that he gave me was the things that we read and what we see. It could be a shut-off notice. It could be a letter that's trying to tell you something to put fear inside of you to make you think or believe, oh, I ain't got enough time because this is a due date. Or, oh, I can't do this by this date. Or, oh, I haven't been. Or, oh, I can't. See, this is apple two. He said, am I not the God that has a, let me use this word, time? See, what you're reading can deceive you. But I know a God that'll redeem the time while you think you ain't got enough time. He'll give you more than the time while he right on time. See, we doing too much of the opposite of what he has already done back in time. See, that's example two. Example three. We think, And we believe that what we hear. Now, I done gave y'all an example of what folk know. Then he had me to give y'all an example of what we see. 1 and 2. He's going to give you an example of what you hear. It's so many times that people do not just try to intimidate, but they try to antagonize in a slick way. Because of their stature, because of their position, or because of their conditions that they set upon us. Another thing that places us in a place of fear. And to us thinking and believing what we hear is true, that it blinds us from seeing the truth. Do I need to say that again? It's a lot of times that the things that we hear, it shakes us into believing that that thing that we hear is true, that it blinds what we believe is the truth. Did I say it? So, example 1, example 2, and example 3 stems from fear. Fear what? You fear the if or the unknown. We fear what we don't know. Well, what if I don't do this? Then, so, or what if I do this? Or you know what? I ain't even sure. And I don't know that. See, it's only one God that holds all power in his hand. And the power that he holds in his hand should be our very own evidence. That it don't matter what's going on, or what we dealing with, or what a person's saying, or what we see, or what we read, can make us doubt what we believe. Sometimes we need somebody else to step up and remind us of the God that we serve. Because some situations, no matter how many times we stood firm, it shakes us. I don't give a rat's tail who you is. Sometimes you need somebody that's a little stronger than you in that area. See, because I don't pretend that I got it all together and that I can. But I know through God there's no word called can't in my life. Now, I don't know about nobody else. And because I know, I know without a shadow of a doubt, another person may be weak in that area. Not only am I going to help them to try to see, but I'm going to show them that it can be. The name of the sermon today: lifting up a standard. And then it's a colon. I am that I am. See, if God said it, it's simply yes and amen. That's it and that's all. I don't care how long it takes. If he said it, it's settled. You ain't got to keep reminding him on what he said, because he ain't like us. He don't have amnesia, dementia, and he don't forget nothing but the sin that we repented and turned from. That's the only thing that that man forget. Did y'all hear what I say? How much grace is that? Wait a minute. He the only one that could do that. See, we may not forgive one another for trespassing. We may not forgive one another for sinning against us. Lo and behold, we ain't gonna forget even if we say we forgave. But God is the only one that can do that. I'm gonna backtrack just a little bit. Listen to this. We as people have to lift up a standard in God. How can we lift up a standard? I'm going to help us today. Listen. I want to turn it off, but he told me don't let it play the whole sermon. Because it ain't nobody above him. Absolutely nobody. I don't care how much money they got and how much power they got. Baby, can't nobody throw their weight around the cross. Did you hear what I say? He the one to throw his weight around, not just to show that he is, but just to prove to you that I'm not was, but I am. He is not a past tense. He is a now. Is y'all getting it? I want y'all to really get this today. So, the name of the sermon is Lifting Up a Standard. I am that I am. Why he had me go back there? I said, okay, Lord. I said, you want me to preach about Moses today? He said, no, you're just going to say that. And you're going to talk. And you're going to let them know what I mean when I say I am that I am. So when Moses went to the burning bush, and the Lord gave him some instructions. See, it's a lot of times God can give us some instructions, and then we try to go and follow out them instructions. And in the midst of us trying to follow out them instructions, this is us right here. Oh, Lord, it's hard for me. Well, I can't do that. Or that. I am, though, told you to do it. So if I am told you to do it, I'm not telling you to do it. I am going to do it through you. See? We keep on trying to do right on our own. You can't. But I am can. Get you right. See? I am that I am. Lord, you told me that I can do this and I can do that, but I don't think that I am not.
You is okay. Stop trying to think about it. Look, don't think.
If I tell you to go, I mean go. See, because okay. I done already paved the way for you. But because you scared, I'm going to give you somebody to go with you. The Bible says, the Lord told him, he said, you know what? You got all kind of excuses. You talking about you can't talk. You're scared. You don't want to go back to the people because you know you done killed and buried somebody. You want to do everything that you got all kind of excuses as to why you don't want to follow my instructions. Talking about us, ain't it? We got all kind of... So I'm going to send somebody to go with you. I ain't gonna send you by yourself. To lift up a standard, we have to first face some things. How is you gonna lift up a standard and you ain't facing nothing? How can you lift up a standard of what he put inside of you? I say, greater is he that is in you than he that dwells in the world. So it don't matter what you see, what you hear, or what you even, what you say, think. Because your thoughts don't mean absolutely nothing. Because our thoughts will deceive us into believing that I can't when he said I am. I am capable and I am able. So what he tell me? He said, I want you to go. Well, Lord, I don't even know. They gonna want to know. You ain't got to tell them nothing. And the Lord ain't, God did not even tell him he was Jehovah, his provider. He did not even tell. He just told him I am. He ain't tell him his name. He ain't tell him what he capable of. He said, just go. How scary is that, y'all? To just go back to a place where you know they want to take your life. How scary is that? He said, look, I could just see him too. And he was 80-something years old. You know old people scared of anything. Yeah, for real. So, okay. I'm going to come back to Moses. And we're going to 1 Samuel, y'all. We're going to talk about David and Goliath. Okay? See, because Moses did what the Lord told him to do. And he went and stood before Pharaoh. And he did all that stuff. But the difference between Moses and David is that every time something happened and every time something occurred, Moses went back to the Lord whining. Hey, read the book. I ain't making it up. Lord, what's next? And how did you not? He worried about the ifs. And not the unknown. See, but David, oh, y'all know, I keep telling y'all, I've been telling y'all for years, that's my main man, baby. Did you hear what I say? David was a different breed. Did you hear what I say? The Bible describes him as being a short, red-haired, fine man. Now, that's what the Bible say. You read it, I ain't kidding. So, we going to 1 Samuel. I'm going to give y'all a little history right quick. David was skilled with the string instruments. David was anointed to play music. He was so anointed that when he played music, demons fled. Okay? David was also a man of pride in two ways, yet of humility in many ways. See, David always followed instructions. And he was an obedient, fine, redhead man. Now, the Bible said, see, not only was he obedient, he reverenced God. And he lifted up a standard for God, no matter what. Baby, he told his wife she was foolish and crazy. You talking about God? How you gonna tell? Well, you the king. I know who I am, but I know somebody who's the king of kings. And whether you say this or whether you say that, see, he didn't let what he heard to deceive him. That's why I say he was pride. Y'all get me? He didn't allow what he saw to hinder him. Even when the king was trying to kill the king. See, we're going to talk about Goliath today. Goliath was a giant over 10 feet tall. Not only that, he carried some weight. And he put fear in the sight and in the ears of God's people because of his height. Now, he had me to give y'all 1, 2, 3 examples today, right? I'm going to say this right quick. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. See, he allowed us to be able to hear this story, but I'm going to tell it a different way today. The way that he gave it to me, so that you may be able to understand it. And you're going to know what I'm talking about. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to start at verse 23. See, the army of the Lord was going out against the Philistines, who had been troubling them for years and years and years. They had a champion called Goliath. Goliath was the big man. He was the scary man. He was the bully, y'all. He was the one everybody ran from. Who the hell had bullies in school? I had a bully, y'all. I don't know about nobody else. We ran from them bullies or tried to hide or did not want to deal with her. So, David, know he knows something about God. Because of what he said, he didn't say. I'm going to tell y'all. He knew something about God. He had to be taught it. Somebody had to tell him. Yeah. Because he was a tribe of Benjamin. So it was 12 tribes. So he knew something about God. Listen to this. Listen to this. Verse 23. David was sent to go and take his brothers and them some food because he had three brothers, his older brothers, that was fighting in a war against the Philistines. Okay? And in the midst of him going to take them some food, you know, his brother, I ain't going to get ahead of myself. Let me say this. Verse 23. And as he talked with them, now David is in the camp now waiting for his brothers them to come because he got some food. His father done sent cheese and bread and meat for the people and the folk to eat. Okay? And as David, listen, talked with them, behold, there came up a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that spoke by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? See, reproach is shame. Goliath was shaming him. He was defying. He was challenging them and giving them something that, see, Goliath thought it was impossible to defeat him. Okay? So David said, what did the king say? Now mind you, In the midst of him asking this question, it dawned on him. Listen to this. This just blew me, y'all. And David spake to the men that spoke by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Now, he didn't say of God. He said living God. Listen to this. And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. So they repeated it again to him. And he laughed. Listen, this is David's brother. His eldest brother heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left these few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. In other words, he was trying to tell him, you always doing something you ain't got no business. And in the midst of you doing something you ain't got no business, you prideful in doing it. Now, why did he say that he was prideful? Pay attention to why he say he was prideful. First and foremost, he don't even know why David came down here. David came down here to get you some victuals, boo. And I'm only being obedient to the Lord. So why you to my Lord? Would you look? Pay attention, because his Lord was his father, but his living God was okay. Let me just back up just a little bit. See, sometimes a person may not understand the way you move. Because they looking at you and not who is in you. So, why you mad? I just want to know why you mad. See, because you don't know why I'm moving like that. You don't know my reason for moving, when in actuality, I'm just trying to help you. See, people don't know that in you moving and you trying to help them, they are, and I got to say the word he given me, clueless to where they help coming from. You see, because I'm going to ask him again. Why are you mad? So, let me go back to the book. Let me go back to the book. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness in thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? You don't even know why I'm down here. In other words, I ain't did absolutely nothing but what I'm told to do. So why you mad? Yo. Listen to this. This just blew me off. And he turned from him toward another. So I'm going to ask you a question so that you can ponder why you mad. But you got to stay mad, because right now I'm on a mission. You don't know why I'm moving like I'm moving. So this is what he said. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. See, David trying to embrace something, y'all. Because he done asked these people three times the same question. Who do he think he is? Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me read some more. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. What was he talking about? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. See, his brother was mad and did not even know he was coming to save him. I'm going to say that one more time. See, you may have something going on in your life. Or it may be a challenge or a circumstance or something that you have experienced that got you in a place of fear. And God has sent somebody along to make, what's wrong with you, baby? Wait a minute, hold it. You letting that move you? See, because sometimes we get scared of what's next. Or the if, like they was. If you read the story, the Bible says, I just read it, that when Goliath came out, the whole army was scared and they ran and hid themselves. Dude, they didn't just run, baby. You tell me they weren't scared. So David looking around like, wait a minute, hold it. Oh, y'all. Even my brother, the one that's mad at me. Now, they all older than me. They all tall. They all big. And they all got on armor. Why y'all? Wait a minute. What did he say? He asked him three times because he was amazed. Now, he had already said, who is this that's coming up against the living God. So, if God stand before me, who can stand against me? See, David has some kind of courage for to be sure, fine, ready. Yeah. Don't be deceived by what you see, baby. Don't judge a book by its cover. You will mess around and be disappointed. You better be careful who you try to bully or thinking and believing that your degree or thinking and believing that your abilities or your accomplishments or your money. I'm going to ask you one more time. Who you think you is? Trying to stand up against somebody. That holds all power in their hands. Listen. I want y'all to get this thing. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. That servant would go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, I know I get ahead of myself, but listen to this. Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. You better stop judging a book by its cover and thinking and believing that you got some kind of clout. And David said unto Saul, see, David got so much courage and confidence in God that not even the lions, tigers, and bears scared him. And see, a lion, tiger, and a bear are raging predators. See, they are predators. And when somebody or something start preying on you for your very demise, just say, Lord, have mercy. Just Lord, have mercy. See, because they don't even know what they're doing. See, okay, listen. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is right here. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. See, I'm going to say this again. Sometimes the Lord will send somebody to help you because he know you're a little weak in that area. And because you're a little weak in that area, he got to make sure that you know you ain't by yourself. Sometimes he'll send somebody with you to make sure you got that assurance and that confidence so you won't be what? Scared. This is what he said. This is what he said. And I went out after him and I smote him. I'm gonna go back a little bit. Some people have a tendency of thinking that you are not capable because of their capabilities. Try to tell you what you can't and what you ain't when you know who you are in God. And if he be for you, okay. And God said unto Saul, that servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him. I didn't leave him by himself. I didn't let you go through by yourself. I'm not going to let you go through by yourself. It may be biting on you, baby, and you feel like the womb is real deep. But remember, I'm here with you. I'm for you. I'm not. And if I see you and you act like you don't want to tell me, I'm going to run behind you. I'm running behind you. Because I got to make sure that you remember the living God. See. I'm going to ask you again, don't get mad because I'm running behind you. Don't get mad because I'm trying to hold. I'm like Joshua and Aaron, I'm trying to hold your arms up when you get weak, baby. Don't get mad. See, we got to get it today. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. Listen to this. It's a colon out the bear. Listen. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Listen. Seeing he hath defied the armies, here go again, of the living God. David said, moreover, this right here should get y'all. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. See, a lot of people don't want to fight for themselves. And I don't care what they know and how long they've been doing an authority that they think that they have. And they need somebody that they believe that they are inferior or below them. to show them who is lifted up. For real, for real. See, it's some challenges and some situations and some experiences inside of our lives that have put us in a place of forgetting who the one true and living God is. That we think and believe that he cannot hear us and that we are walking alone. You are not alone. See, God has sent somebody to help you, and you don't even know that they're there to help, and yet you mad at them, and they trying to help you, and listen. In the end, they don't even know they're there to help y'all. They clueless too. The book said it. David did not even know he was there to help. All he know is that he was lifting up a standard for what he knew was capable of God. Did y'all get that? See, I don't care what you see. He had me to give y'all 1, 2, 3 examples. Y'all remember the examples. I do not give a rat's to what you see, what you hear, what you think, or even what you have caused your own self to be with you. And to believe in, there's no other God that could stand before him. Absolutely no other God. I don't care what you get in the mail and it try to shake you and move you. I don't care what happened on your job. I don't care what happened. Let's go a little bit further. Go down just a few scriptures. Lifting up a standard. To lift is to raise from a lower to a higher position as an elevate. Do not allow anything in your life to be lifted up higher than God. Don't elevate absolutely nothing above God. If that doctor tried to tell you one thing, baby, you lift up God and tell him, because by his stripes I'm healed, and I believe that thing with any and everything inside of me. You cannot sit up here and try to tell me that I am condemned because of the sin that I did, because God says that he is a God of conviction and not condemnation. That's of the devil. So if you don't forgive me, that's you, boo. You ain't got to forgive me. I will hope you will, so he'll forgive you. See, I'm trying to worry about me and my salvation. I ain't trying to prove nothing to you. I ain't trying to make you accept me for who you want me to be. I'm exactly who God said I am. Now, I accept that. I accept who God says that I am. Oh, okay. Just a little further down. Listen to this. Verse 45. When Goliath came out there, he came out there with an S on his chest. Because he was a big man. With a big sword. And a heavy chest. He was trying to throw his weight around. But what he did not know, this is where they got this saying from. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. They got that from this story here, y'all. Because there's no other story in the Bible that says a 10-foot man plus fell on his face. Not his back, but his face. David never put a hand on him until after he was fell. Listen to this. Can I just read it all right quick so y'all can really get it? I'm going to start from 23. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to divide Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. Now everybody wanted to be rich and be married to the king's daughter, but they were scared, y'all. Listen. And David spake to the man that spoke by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Now mind you, why did he even say he was prideful? No, you thought that your brother was prideful because you the oldest brother, and you know that he was keeping the sheep, and you know he killed a lion and a tigers and a bears, and you didn't. Now, so because you didn't, you gonna try to look at me and try to say that I'm prideful because I did? Because I'm fine and redhead, right? So you mad at that? Or what is you really mad at? Because I came down here to simply just be obedient and to feed you so you wouldn't faint and fall out while you eating. Why you're warring? Why you're running and hiding? Because that's what you do. You ain't fighting nobody. But daddy don't know that. And I'm going to tell him. Daddy don't know. He think y'all down there being big men. Because the Bible says that all his brothers was taller than him. And these are the three oldest. So they was out there fighting. So daddy don't know that you're scared running. Running scared. He don't know that. But he thinking y'all down here fighting. And he sent me to come give you some food so you won't faint and you can keep some strength. Why you fighting? But you running. And you mad at me because I want to run too instead of run from. See, it's a lot of times we need to run towards some stuff instead of running from it. We got to lift up a standard for the Lord, baby, and know that I am that I am. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is before you. Who can stand against you? They may be standing up there, maybe thinking or maybe antagonizing or making you feel like, oh, I'm the reason. You ain't the reason for absolutely nothing, baby. You gonna be the reason for your fall, though. You gonna, I ain't going to have nothing to do with that, so please don't point the finger at me. Don't try to accuse me. You doing it to your own self. Now, ain't that what the Bible says? I'm just paraphrasing, trying to give y'all some examples. I ain't trying to make this stuff up, y'all. Listen. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him, and he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And they told him the same thing over and over. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. That servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with them. See, a lot of people may not think that you able or even capable, baby. But if you got God, all things are possible. Do not allow nobody to speak no negativity inside of your ear, telling you what you can't do. Do not allow nobody think or even believe you won't do it because you ain't got the money for it. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that there. He said even the gold and the silver is mine. So you ain't got to worry about where the money gonna come from. You probably don't even know. But again, he'll send you some help, baby. He'll send you some help. And you don't even know they're there to help. Did you hear what I say? God be doing stuff all behind the scenes. He do the kind of stuff, baby, that is unimaginable. What we think is impossible. If God give you an assignment and tell you to do something or want you to do something, baby, you're going to look at your bank account and try to wonder how you're going to do this or that. Believe me when I tell you this. God will send somebody to help. Did you hear what I say? When you least expect it, they don't even know they're coming to help. Did you hear what I say? David didn't know he was coming to help the people and the folk that live and not die. They thought they was gonna die because they was what? Running scared. And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said to Saul, "That servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and I smote him and slew him. That servant slew both the lion and the bear." And this was, see, sometimes you're going to have a whole bunch of challenges at one time. I just to put that in y'all ear before I go to the other part. Listen to this. "And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he have defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover," like, you need to listen for real, because you done forgot. "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with the coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he stopped, afraid to go. In other words, he stopped, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off. See, sometimes you got to stop pretending. Or don't pretend. See, you just got to do it. You. So God can work through you. And then he'll get the glory. See, you can't put on no camouflage or no mask. I'm just saying. Listen. And he took his staff in his hand and chose five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. Now, not only did the Philistine come, but he had some people in front of him too. It was somebody in front of him holding a shield. Listen to this. "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance." There it is. He was short, fine, and red. "And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog?" See, sometimes people try to make you believe. Who do you think you are? I know who I am. Who do you think I am? See, people would discredit you, baby. They would try to think and believe that it can't be done because they ain't doing it. Ah! Listen to this. "And the Philistines said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistines said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you has defied." This day, that's what we need to say to some stuff. This day, listen, will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. And I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So sometimes we as people need to just speak that thing. He been having me to tell y'all last Sunday. Sometimes you need, this day I bind up any and everything that's trying to come up against me in the name of Jesus. And I loose a clear path. See, sometimes you got to speak and say this day in the knowing. You lifting up a standard for the great I am, knowing that he is your shield, your buckler, and your protector. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Don't allow that weapon to form that you form in yourself by unbelief, through doubt, through fears. Because none of that rests in the bosom of God. We need to know and understand in our lives on this day that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the great I am. He is I that before Pharaoh, he did not even know what was going to be next. God was talking to Moses in his ear. The Lord said, throw that spear down. Throw down your rod and it turned into a snake. See, sometimes people think that they can override something that God have you. Baby, he'll swallow them. Oh, the Bible says that Pharaoh said, throw your rods down too. And they turned into snakes too. The Bible says that rod and that snake that Moses threw down swallowed up theirs. And it wasn't one, but it was several. See, sometimes it's not just one somebody or one situation or one experience or one challenge, but it be many coming at one time. You got to know and lift up a standard that I am that I am, and he gonna swallow up that problem. He says your problems to me is as a drop in a bucket. It's like a vapor, baby. Then he goes a little bit further and says, it is nothing to me. It's but a small matter that you have made a big matter. And then he goes further and say, it's less than none. That means that it don't even exist. Come on, somebody. We're talking about that thing that we think and believe can, will, and shall overtake us. God says that you are not just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. So that thing cannot conquer me if I'm more than a conqueror. What are you? That thing that you're looking up to? Baby, you can say, this day be ye cast in the sea. You don't even exist. You're not even there. Excuse me. Sometimes you got to walk towards some things to walk through it to get over it. Ain't that what the Israelites did? They had to walk up to the Red Sea. Did they? You got to walk up to some things in order to walk over some things to get through it. They walked up to the Red Sea. They walked into it, and then, but they was crossing over that. Sometimes, baby, let me explain something to you. Nothing, absolutely nothing, should move you into a place of fear. Are you a child of the King? I am. If you are a child of the King, fear is not your portion. You will not, shall not, and cannot be afraid of nothing because you are greater than anything else. Why? Because it is him that dwells in. Greater is he that is in me. Not just in me, in my thoughts, in my vision, in my hearing. That makes me in the knowing. Because I know he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask, think, or imagine. Baby, it ain't even entered into my own mind. So I'm going to say it again. Your thoughts mean absolutely nothing. Because it ain't even entered into your mind what he can do for you. What he'll do through you. What he'll do for you. How about that one? Did you hear what I say? Baby, he's the kind of God that'll reconcile that thing that you was thinking unconcilable. He'll fix the unfixable. Did you hear what I say? He'll pull some things back together that you thought was stretched so far apart that if they let that rubber band go, it'll snap and hurt you. Baby, God'll break the hurt. Did you hear what I say? And in the midst of him breaking it, he'll break you in the midst of the brokenness. Did y'all hear me? There's absolutely nothing. He is. I am that I. Why we won't let him be I am for us? Let me play this song.
Let me find this song. I thought I had it right here. Let me find this song right quick. See,
we forget that he is who he say he is. I am that I am. You could put on that end anything you want. I am your savior. I am your healer. I am your hope. I am your deliverer. I am your... You can put anything that you want to on the end of that. Without any doubts or knowing that you can stand before anything and you won't get broke.
It is all God. It is all Him.
It ain't absolutely nothing that nobody else did or they could say that they did. God will send you to go and help somebody they don't even know they being Him. And in the midst of it, not just helping them, He helping you in the midst of helping us.
I'm just saying. We got to learn how to put that pride down. I want to play this one song for y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen to these words. Sometimes we just got to let Him be God for us. We worry about money. We worry about bills. We worry.
I am the creator.
Listen.
I am the maker of the universe.
Don't you know He created your problems so that He can create more faith inside of you?
Spoke into nothing.
Don't.
And all creation.
A half chance. Oh, this always happened to me. No, He's trying to elevate you. He's trying to let you know that I am. I'm gonna start it over. I know I'm talking too much. We doubt Him too much. Write down that stuff. After you write it down, put it on the altar and come to the altar. Come to the altar and start praying for yourself.
I am the creator.
I am that I am.
I am the maker of the universe. I am the one spoke into nothing.
I am. All power in His hands.
And if you believe,
stay there.
On my word,
stand on His word. Lifting up a standard.
I am healer, mender of broken hearts.
He is your Alpha and your Omega.
Alpha, Omega.
Write down these things, and every adult in the sanctuary, please come to the altar. Listen to these words.
Just let me be who I am. True.
Great I am.
Face me.
Just let me be who I am.
Yes, Lord. I'm
true.
Know that He is I am. Listen to these words, y'all. He the one.
I am the one whose name is a tower.
Ain't nobody greater than Him. Don't you know you can speak a thing in Jesus' name and it is so? He hold all power in His hands. All He asks us to do is just believe.
Yes.
lift up a standard. Stand on his words. It's God. He's the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. He already knew what was going to happen and what came into existence. He already knew. He already knew. Everybody back to the door. Don't pay attention to nobody else. Get it for yourself. He said, that's who I am. Let me be God for you. Let me be God in your situation on your job. I get a local fee. Let me be God for you in your marriage, baby. I get a local shine. Let me be God for you concerning that situation in your home. Let me be God for you concerning your children. Because that's who I am. I am that I am, says the Lord. Let me be God for you and your body, baby. I'm the healer. Let me be your I am when you need something. I am that I am, says the Lord. When you can't see your way and you can't hear, you don't know, let me be God for you. My heart, don't you know I can handle it, says God? Let me fix that thing for you. Ha. Let me fix your body. Let me fix your mind. Let me fix it. Ha. Let me be God for you. You can't trust in that money. Ha. You can't trust in that job. You can't trust in that man. You can't trust in that woman, baby. You can't trust in that doctor. Can't nobody heal you but me. Let me be God for you. Let me be your I am. I say cast your cares on me because I care for you. I say give me that situation that causes you to think and believe that you are beneath. I, God, say you are the head and not the tail. Stop degrading yourself. I, God, I am, say you are beautifully and wonderfully made. I am. Ain't nothing impossible with me. What make you think it's impossible for you to love or for somebody to love you? Ha! Don't you know I am your lover? I am, says God. I am. You don't need nobody to need Uncle C to speak for you or try to tell you that you can't need Uncle C or believe that you can't speak clear. Baby, I remember I couldn't. I remember I had a stroke and I couldn't speak. I was stammering tongues. Baby, my tongue ain't tied no more because I made him my am. I am. He's my, baby, I ain't being selfish, but I'm letting you know. He is everything that I need him to be for me. Let him be for you. He'll send you some help when you think you are in a helpless situation. When you think ain't nobody there for you. Huh. He says, I am your comforter. I'm not going to leave you alone, even if you are alone. You ain't alone. You just feel like you're alone. You ain't even lonely, baby. Huh. Touch, Lord. Just let him know, Lord, you my I am. You my I am. Jesus. It may look like you ain't got a solution. See, David was in the dark. But God worked some things out even when it missed the idea of course that he was in the dark.
Too late.
Let him handle it. Just just let me fix it, says the Lord. Fix that situation at home, God. Fix that situation in our minds, Lord, that our minds would allow us to go to that place of thinking and believing that you are not capable. Help us inside of our minds, oh, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it would not be in a place of fear of the unknown or the if. Tear down that wall and that barrier that we build up inside of our own selves, thinking and believing, Father God, that it's impossible when you are a God of all possibilities. Help us, your people, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will release and cast all our cares at your feet, God, knowing that you can handle it. This day, you can handle it. This day, you will handle it, God, because we stand on your word. We lift the yoke, like I see. We lift and understand it for you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and knowing that nothing is too big for you to handle. We dare not allow ourselves to exalt anything, anybody higher than you, God. Any and everything, Father God, to try to come up against us. Any and everything that try to be hindered, God. We're pulling it down right now, Lord. We're going to lift you up. We're lifting you up above any and all things, Father God. It don't matter what we see. It don't matter what we hear. And we will not allow our situation, our concern, our challenge, or even that problem, Father God, to deceive us from not believing. Oh God, we standing on your word, because you are any and everything that we need you to be, Father God. You are our lawyer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And even though the natural lawyers may not be fighting for us or doing what we think that they ought to do, God, we know, Father God, that you are our lawyer, God, and you're going to speak up for us. Throw your weight around, God. Let your people know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you. Comfort them in their hearts, Father God, with that assurance that even in the midst of the waiting, God, that you're working some things out. We may be in the dark, y'all. We may not know and even understand why, or even why we had to wait so long, or even when. But what we do know, we got that assurance in God. Because the Bible says in the beginning was his spirit, and it moved in the darkness on the waters, baby. He would make some things drown. Y'all know that. Not only will he pull that thing down, baby, but he will allow you while you're going through that valley. He'll allow you to be the only light in it. Did y'all hear that? You will be the only light in that valley. Giving somebody else some help.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You'll be the only
thank
one.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God allowed you. He allowed you to see some things when everybody else is blinded from it.
Yes, Lord.
See, David did not even know that he was going down there for the help of folk. But his obedience led him into victory. Come on, somebody. He did not just have victory for himself, but he had victory for the entire assembly. The book said it, not me. See, God is sending you some help, and you don't even know that you're getting that help. That person don't even know that they're helping you to get help. Huh? The Bible said David did not even know he was going down there to help the people. But he helped the people get some help. God is working some things out. Sit back and let him work. See, we be trying to do too much. That's what his brothers would do. Would you come down here? No, I ain't doing nothing that I'm supposed to be doing. I don't even supposed to be fighting for y'all. Huh? Y'all the ones supposed to be fighting to make sure we don't get killed. But because you scared, I'ma fight for you. And I don't that is in you, baby, is greater than anything. He working some things out for you. Did you hear me? He working some things out for you. Right now, this day. What he said, sometimes the facts don't line up, baby. But please remember that he don't sleep a slumber. And everything that he begun, he gonna finish it. You need to know. He working it out. He working it out. He'll have even some people working behind the scenes for you, and you don't even know they're working on your behalf. Baby, God said he put it to rest. You ain't even got to worry no more. He put it to rest right now. Sit back and let him work. Let go and let him work. Pray and let him work. He already doing it, baby. He's proving it to you. He's proving it to you. I dare you. Sit back, cross your legs, and look pretty, and let it work. Let it work. Let go and let it work. Pray and let it work. See, because we can't put our hands to it. When we put our hands to it, we get the messing up all kind of stuff. I told y'all we got a big old God. And he needs some room. So I want everybody to step to the side and let him pass. Come on. Step to the side. Step to the side. Move out the way. Get out his way. Let go and let him work. What you mean by letting go? Cast your cares on me because I care for you. I'm going to do that thing that you desire. Because I told you not to do something you didn't do. And because you didn't do it, that's like David. Obedience, baby. It'll move some things for you. Did you hear what I said? Obedience. I want, come on, y'all. Come closer to me. Come closer to me because I want y'all to really get, y'all can hear my big old mouth, can't you? I don't want nobody looking at nobody. Everybody back time. Look. Everybody close, man. Listen. Right before you start to fall apart, remember God does his best work in the dark. Did you hear me? We serve the one true and living God. Everybody say something God.
Something God.
Something God. See, we be too spread out all the time. I want all of us to be right in the midst. For you to know something good is going to happen for you. You ain't got to keep crying. See, people don't know. When everybody in the house is sleeping, once you get the kids down, you just pour it all out. Hours of the night when you toss and turn it, and then you get up and you say you're going to the bathroom, but you're just sitting there. Turn around for you.
you.
Because God says that he doing something for you this day. He say tomorrow. He say next week. He said this day. This day.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ain't gonna be depressed no more. Mentally. And the Lord says, you are beautiful. And you are worthy. You will not have to think less of yourself no more, says the Lord. Because he's clothing me today with a new you. I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
God is showing you grace. And he's showing you mercy. Over and over again. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're not fighting against flesh and blood.
You're not.
It's some spirits that attach. Y'all listen to me. It's spirits that attach to us all that has taken root inside of all of us that is hard for us to recognize, that's known, demanding to go. Did you hear what I say? We as people have to learn how to have self-control when these spirits try to rise up. Did you? What do you mean by that? Sometimes you got to tell that spirit not to even try to tell you absolutely nothing, because that spirit is trying to put you in a low, dark place. We have to lift up a standard, y'all. For the God that dwells down inside of us. And it's a lot of times that we don't want to do or even say the things that we do and say. But this one, I can't help it. Yes, you can. You just don't want to. Why? Because I need to let that person know, or I need to tell it, or I need to say it. No, you don't. Sometimes it's best just to be quiet. Just to be quiet. We as people have a tendency of thinking we gotta prove something. We gotta prove I love you. We gotta prove this. We gotta prove that. You ain't got to prove absolutely nothing to absolutely nobody, because they can't do absolutely nothing to you absolutely. I declare and decree peace in your home. Right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree peace in your mind. That we would not be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. What do we say about that? Every conversation. It ain't necessarily got to be just the word. It goes beyond that. See, we apply that word the way that we think or believe that it should be. But when he say that we won't be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine, he talking about even in conversation. Ain't that a word? Ain't that a doctrine? A whole conversation can become a doctrine. False or true. Seriously. We as people have to lift up a standard about some things that God has said and has spoken, and stop believing stuff. I went to the doctor for a physical. Every year I go to the doctor for a physical. And in the midst of me going to the doctor for a physical, this is what he said. They blow me all the time. This is what he said to me. He said, you know you got a low heartbeat, a low heart rate. I say, yeah, I know that. They've been telling me that for years. He said, well, I say, no. I ain't even let him say nothing. I'm lifting up a standard. This is what I say. I say, baby, because I'm always in a place, and a place of calmness and peace. I ain't got no reason for my heart to beat fast, because I ain't scared of nothing. I'm good. So then they took that, you know, they put that little thing on it. He said, well, I want you to know that your left ventricle thing, it has expanded. And that's a sign of you having high blood pressure and such. I said, oh, okay. And then I say, when y'all took my blood pressure, what did it say? And he told me, I said, was that high? He said, no, it's not. I said, because God regulates the blood. So he said, well, we're going to run all these. And I say, y'all run all the tests y'all want to. I just know who God is. And I ain't scared. He broke out and said this. This blew me. He said, well, I don't want you to worry about. I say, who worry? You. You the one worry. I'm not worried. Because I believe God. He said, by my stripes I am healed. And then the only thing he said, amen. I said, that's it and that's all right. I don't care what, because I know God is a reconstructor. He done did it for me too many times. I know he regulates the blood. The Bible says it's life in the blood. Okay? They tried to tell me that I had a factor 5. It's factor X. That a factor 5 deficiency in my blood. And that's what caused me to have a stroke. Why he got me talking to you, I don't know. So the Lord told me, I'm not going to heal you, but I'm going to make you whole. Man told me that I would not walk, I wouldn't talk, I'd never be able to sound true. Oh, did I did tell you I was paralyzed from neck all the way down and twisted up? Do you see or hear any discrepancies in me? See, because what a person say to you is not what God said. So I'm lifting up a standard for him and believing what he tell me. They told me I won't never have no kids, and I say I got 2, had 4, and I got 7 grandchildren and 1 on the way. I'm just saying. See, because I believe God. She came. They said she had cancer. The Lord had me to pray and tell her when she go back to the doctor that she would say cancer. Because I believe God. Be it unto her according to what she believes. She was standing right there. I said, the Lord said, be it unto you according to what you believe. When they wanted to take the one kidney that you did have. No, you can't live without 2. You only got 1. What did the Lord say? They wanted to take it. She got to do it. I say, no. God said, her kidney healthy today. I'm just saying. If God said it, it's just simply yes and amen. It does not matter what. And see, he had to give y'all 1, 2, 3 examples this morning. Every example dealt with your vision, your hearing, and your thoughts. Did y'all hear what I say? They told me I need speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. This is what all they told me. And I could not even hardly talk. And so in the midst of it, my mom kept saying, let the people do this, let the people do that. And so I sat in that chair and I raised myself up like this because I couldn't even hold my neck up by myself. I raised myself up like this. I say, get out of my house. Get out. Every spirit that tries to hinder you, anybody, or make you think and believe the opposite of being healed, of being free, of being delivered, of being whole, I, this day, command you to go in the name of Jesus. It ain't got no right, no power, and no authority over nobody but himself. And he can't dwell in me. He can't even come in my territory, baby. You in the wrong region. Did you hear me? Lift up a standard for your own self. Speak life to that thing that has been hindered. Speak it. Believe it. And then sit back and trust God. Just trust him. Just trust him. Because he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. For each and every last one of us. I don't care how bad the situation look. I don't care what nobody may say. God has shut some things down or shut a person down. And the Lord is showing me how sometimes he have to do it in order for to get their attention. And in the midst of getting their attention, maybe he'll turn some things around and it won't be nothing that man said. but it'll be everything that God has already planned. That did I, okay, let me say this again. It was already planned. Everything that we're going through or happening right now is necessary. It was intentionally purposed for his purpose. It ain't too bad. He knew you could handle it. He knew it wasn't too hard for you. He just wanted you to know it. See, sometimes we don't know the strength we got until you get through it. Why wait till you get through it? Know the strength you got while you in it, baby. Because greater is he that is in you. He bigger than that thing. Did y'all hear me? Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. He doing some things for us right now. Father God, touch each and every individual on this altar. Cover them in your blood and hide them behind your cross. Give them your strength, your peace, your hope, and your direction, Lord. And even give them a spirit, Father God, and a heart to be obedient, Lord, and to accept these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your glory will be revealed. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I hope that he gave me something to encourage you guys on today. The name of the song was Lift Up a Standard. I am that I am. Let God be God for you. Let God be God for you. I love you so much.
We're not talking about that sun. But the sun that we're talking about is the sun. The one who died for our sins.
Nicole, you're going to start traveling a little more.
Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha.
The Lord is going to expand your borders.
And I want you to know whatever you want.
He can expand your borders, baby. You see.
On your behalf.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on a direction. The first verse says this.
Listen, y'all.
So many nights.
Just hold on.
And trust God. You know, I cry for
it's worth holding out, ain't it good?
I prayed for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Am I talking to some real folk up in here?
I love you guys so much.
But through it all.
The point of that sermon today was how David lifted up a standard even in the midst of his adversities.
When do you know Vincent?
It was right there in his face. He didn't run from it, he ran to it. Sometimes we gotta face some things, y'all. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
You gotta tell your spirit, man. The sun is gonna shine.
That spirit. I love you guys so much.
If I hold out, that's the song. There's another significant verse that says, sometimes I feel. Stay with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Known unto him. then that means we letting it go and giving it to him. We can't do anything about it. Because if we could, we would. If God said it, then it is so. We ain't got to remind him, because he ain't got amnesia and he do not forget. We just got to stand on his word. There it is. We done cried, we done prayed, we done. Now we finna see the goodness. I claim his goodness. Anybody else? I claim the goodness of the Lord in my life and everybody else's life. And we all touch and agree. And it happened. It is so. That's it in that song. I believe God. In the midst of us waiting, that's our comfort. The Lord. I just believe God. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise. You gonna see the goodness. Rep, what's your name? Remember what the Lord just said to me. Don't forget. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something that was said that would keep you encouraged. And remember the God that's inside of you, so you won't be so shaken when challenges come before you. I love you guys. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Rihanna, get some envelopes. Thank you, Jesus. Boy. Ain't even got no reason to cry. Thank you, Jesus. Good things are coming my way. That's all I'm saying. Good things is coming my way, baby. I ain't expecting nothing else. And if it try, I'm tearing it down, baby. Because I prayed for it. And I believe God. I just believe God. Thank you, Jesus.